Anyway, we went over there and
took care of her. All right, folks, we're going to get moving. It's 6 p.m. I have the distinct honor of kicking off the very first Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of 2020. So welcome all. I particularly want to welcome three new commission members, Commission Member Hurst, Commission Member Harrington, as well as Mr. Sturman. So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We have a full complement of commissioners this evening. I also want to welcome the audience. We're really glad we have folks in the audience to participate and welcome you to participate once we get to the appropriate agenda item. So just really want to point out a few housekeeping items. One is the fact that restrooms are right through this wall. If anyone needs so, please don't go through the wall. There's a door. Just a loop around the corner. As well as just really to point out, as we get to the appropriate agenda item, if you wish to address the commission on any agenda item, please fill out a blue card. Those are located at the back of the table. We ask that you fill it out completely with your address, and that's entirely for purposes of keeping minutes. So we greatly appreciate that. All right. As also as part of welcome, I wanted to point out three unusual things about this evening. So one, the most unusual thing is staff is starting out the meeting. So, and that's a very rare circumstance, as 20 years of doing this for the town, this is the first time I've ever had the honor of doing that, and it's only reserved in instances where we don't have a chair or a vice chair. So the rules for council, which is what the commission abides by, are that staff kicks it off until the point that we get to the agenda item electing a chair, and at that point we'll immediately turn the meeting over to the chair. And for the record, Ms. Ancona, please note that Ms. Hung is arrived at 6:02. And so the second item that's unusual is the room configuration. We're a bit close quarters, so just ask for everyone's patience with that. As we move through the agenda, as we have speakers in the audience, as an applicant needs to come up, we'll ask them to come up at the end of the table. And please do your best to speak into these little strange microphones that are laying on top of the desks, so we can make sure that the recording is part of the minutes. Finally, when we get to the Pledge of Allegiance, even though it looks a little windy, we actually have an electronic flag. That's a third unusual thing for this evening, so I think we'll be able to get through. Oh, all right, so if
yet.
I may, I'd like to ask for a roll call.
Ready.
Here.
Commissioner Hong?
Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right. If they may, ask everyone to stand for a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the next agenda item is the call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. So we'd like to open up any, do we have any blue cards for call to the audience? Having no blue cards, we'll move straight to the next item. The next item is council liaison comments. Vice Mayor Barrett has a few items to update us on.
Okay, thank you. Happy New Year. I'm happy to be here, and it's good to see you all in this new decade. Oh, I lost my page. Just a second. Okay. So in terms of council liaison, What the council's been working on is at our last recent meeting, we had a couple of items. We approved the planning work plan. And we also had an update on the progress of our general plan, the Your Voice, Our Future general plan. And fortunately, it was a positive and happy update. There was a lot of work put into that plan, and I feel like the staff and the Planning and Zoning Commission has done an excellent job, and that was the consensus of the council in moving that Your Voice, Our Future general plan forward. So that was a good update. And then in our next council meeting in 2 days on January 8th, we have a couple of items, some architecture review for an area in front of the 24-hour fitness. Is that right? And then we also have a couple of code amendments regarding the EEZ zoning code and commercial code amendments, which I know came through this commission a couple of times. So council will be having a study session regarding those, but will not be voting on them on this January 8th. So thank you.
Fantastic. On to the special session agenda. So we'll keep the order of business. We have four items in the queue. The first of which is election of chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I wanted to provide a few special instructions. What I'd like to first start out with is simply ask for nominations. I'm going to open the floor. Please throw a name out or two. And then after that, I'll follow up by asking the folks nominated to please give us a statement relative to being chair. And then the third step within that would be to ask Ms. Ankana to essentially do a roll call vote where instead of saying yay or nay, please say the commissioner's name. And if four folks say the same name, then we have a chair. And immediately afterwards, person will assume the helm of the meeting. So, step one, may I ask, I am asking for nominations for chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So I'll nominate Celeste Campbell.
Celeste Campbell, thank you, thank you. Any other names? Any other names?
I would like to nominate Hal.
Hal Bergsman. All right. Last call. Any more names?
I'll put my name in.
All right. So I have Hal Bergsman. Commissioner Gamble and Jacob Harrington. All right, let's see how this goes in terms of a roll call. And please again just say the commissioner's name.
Do we want to have some statements from the nominees?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bergsman. Thank you for introducing me. I appreciate that. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first. So I did nominate Celeste. I think she'd do an excellent job. Interested in taking that position. I'm willing to do it, if that's the majority, but I do want to note that there's a possibility I'll be gone for just a couple months during the summer. And although I would intend to call in for those meetings, I certainly can't chair the meeting while I'm gone. So that's something I might consider.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Should we just go down the line?
Unless you were dying. All right. Well, thank you all for the nomination. I appreciate that. I just wanted to take a second to thank all, Mr. Vella and all the staff. You guys do such a wonderful job, and you guys are always so generous with your time. I always come with questions, and I always appreciate the time that all of you take in answering them. And I really appreciate all of the training that you guys have provided me and all the commissioners. It's been world class, and I really just feel so prepared, and as well I think I could probably speak for everyone where we just feel so prepared to take on the role thank you for that. And I wanted to thank my fellow commissioners, too. I always feel like you have such great opinions, such great thoughts, and I always enjoy our discussions and everyone's dedication to Oro Valley. It's really inspiring. So I've lived here in Oro Valley for the past 12 years, and I love our community. I think the people are wonderful. Our city is so safe. It's clean, and I just enjoy the scenic beauty of our mountains and our open spaces and our parks. It's been such a wonderful place to raise my family, and it's really just a blessing to live here, and I consider it a huge privilege to be able to serve on this commission and be able to represent the community in this capacity. In the past year, I think me especially, but I think others too, have just gained so much experience and knowledge serving on the commission. I have read our general plan many times, and I always reference it when I'm getting ready for our meetings. I've always come prepared and ready with questions and concerns and a desire to do what's best for Oro Valley. And I can see how my fellow commissioners and I have helped shape and make a positive difference in the cases that have come before us. I have been fair and never come to a meeting with my mind made up. I have respectfully listened to staff and applicant presentations, and I've always thoughtfully considered all of the community input as well as the opinions of my fellow commissioners. And I think this commitment to fairness and my dedication to the general plan make me a great candidate for chairperson. I'm friendly, approachable, I work well with others, and I really respect and think so highly of the staff and my fellow commissioners. I'm task-oriented, being a mom of two boys that do all the sports has made me incredibly efficient. And before starting a family, I worked as an information technology trainer. I was responsible for quickly learning complicated computer systems and programs and then teaching it to entire companies. And my experience as an IT trainer has given me the skills needed to lead respectful discussions and swing it back when things get off topic, to stay on task and to stay on time. And in my experience on the commission, I have seen how this skill set has been very important when leading our discussions. So I genuinely appreciate this opportunity, and I would humbly ask for your nomination to the Planning and Zoning Chair. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Mr. Harrington.
My name is Jacob Harrington. I've lived in Oro Valley for over 10 years now, and I live in a Copper Creek neighborhood, and I'm also on the board for Copper Creek neighborhood, which has 955 homes. This is my fifth term being on the Copper Creek HOA, and I'm the vice chair there. I'm on several other boards as well, where I'm either the chair or vice chair. I've been on several chairs with different organizations, nonprofit and for-profit, and I'm a developer by trade, so I look at a lot of architectural plans, designs from beginning to end. I've worked in property management for over 30 years. Been in real estate since I was 18 years of age. I travel around all over the state of Arizona, and sometimes out of state as well, looking at designs and buildings and construction. I'm also our ADA compliance officer for our company, and also the safety officer for our company too as well. I've worked for a company that's been around for over 52 years, going on 53 years now, and we have a staff of over 432 employees currently at the moment. I work very well with all ends of our organization, working with clients, vendors, staff, emergency matters, so I get a lot of different variations of people that I deal with, from 24-hour calls, emergency calls, look at building issues, safety issues, construction issues, rehab issues. I've built homes, designed homes, constructed buildings. I manage currently over 1.6 million square foot of property currently, and I've been on several different boards in the town here. Also work Been on vice chair of CDRB, and that was a great experience. And we've dealt with a lot of different issues, and I worked with a lot of great people, and I'm still in contact with some of those great people too as well. And I'm here to serve. That's my task and goal, is to serve either Oar Valley and or the people of Oar Valley and those who join us and we work with. And I like to help in any way that I possibly can, and that has always been my goal, is when I've donated my time, which is if you see something, say something, and be willing to do something about it. And that has always been my driving force, is to, if you see something, say something, do something. I did it with the HOA, I've did it with other nonprofit organizations, some for-profits, some church organizations, and also with the town. I do this because I want to be helpful to the town and very influential to help the Planning and Zoning Board to move forward and to help guide us to the next level. And if I'm chosen, thank you. If I'm not, thank you anyway. I'm still willing to be there and be that extra person to move things along and do my part as a citizen of Oar Valley. And I just want to do my part, and hopefully I can help in any way that I can. If I can help as chair, that's fine. If I just want to help as a commissioner, I'm also good with that too as well. But I just want to do my part and see if I can help guide us in any way that I can, and use my expertise and experience in the field and working with staff and vendors and people and plans and drawings and IBC codes that I've used over the past 30 plus years. So that's my background. I've had a little experience in a lot of everything. I think I was called Jack of all trades there. I've done a lot. So if I can help, great. That's what I want to do, and help in any way that I can. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank all three of you for throwing your hat in the ring, so to speak. The town's super fortunate to have folks wanting to step up to leadership positions. It's much appreciated. Ms. Uncommon, you mind proceeding in a roll call fashion? And again, please just state the commissioner's name.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Celeste Gamble.
Commissioner Gamble?
Celeste Gamble.
Commissioner Harrington?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Hurst?
Celeste Gamble.
Commissioner Hong?
Hal Bergman.
Commissioner Posey?
Celeste. Gamble.
Well said.
Thank you. That was a hard choice, by the way.
Commissioner Sternan?
Celeste Gamble.
Okay. So let the record show that Ms. Gamble is the new chair. All right, Chair Gamble, would you please take on the next agenda item, which is election of vice chair?
Are there any nominations?
I will nominate Jacob Harrington for vice chair.
Any others?
I would like to nominate Skeet.
I can hear you, I'm sorry. Skeet Posey?
Posey.
I don't know about you, Carrington.
First of all, I appreciate you. That's very kind. Very kind of you to nominate me. Thank you, Ellen. I just, at this time, I would just like to serve in the capacity of commissioner. And like I said, I appreciate it. But I like doing what I'm doing now. And so just, can I just take my name out?
Mr. Harrington?
Would you like to share more?
Sure. I mean, best of the of the chairwoman, I would be honored to be a vice chair.
So now it's asking Ms. Ancona to do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Gamble?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Harrington?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Hurst?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Hong?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Posey?
Jacob Harrington.
Commissioner Sturman?
Jacob Harrington.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. Good evening. My name is Michael Spade, Principal Planner with the Town of Oro Valley. As Ms. Ancona indicated, our purpose is to discuss a proposed conceptual architecture application for the property known as 2 Oracle Place. Through my presentation, I'm going to go a little bit background. I'm going to provide some detail on the applicant's proposal, discuss the review process for these types of applications, and then provide a recommendation to the Commission. So just to orient everybody quickly, the subject property is located west of Oracle Road, shown here in yellow, approximately 1/4 mile north of Ina Road, and is immediately east of Tohono O'Toole Park, shown in green on the left-hand side of the page, or the screen, excuse me. By way of background, the property was originally developed as one development, outlined in orange here, with one owner. Currently, there are 3 separate owners, one for the 1 Oracle Place at the southern end of the property, of course, the applicant for the 2 Oracle Place tonight, and then the third owner for the third building to the north of the subject property. The property was developed in Pima County and annexed in 2013. As such, there are elements of the building and on the site which do not currently meet town requirements. However, the property was grandfathered in as it was developed in the county before it was annexed. The applicant is not proposing any site changes outside of the building footprint and the associated patio. Therefore, tonight's application is solely focused on the building's architecture and the proposal from the applicant. As for that proposal, it is a conceptual architecture application. The overall design theme of the request is a modern aesthetic that incorporates some elements of the area found in surrounding developments, including wood beams and the expanded outdoor covered patio. The building does incorporate 4-sided architecture and specifically add mechanical equipment screening where there isn't any today. As I said, this property was developed at Pima County in the late 70s, early 80s, so some of the design aesthetic for the center is a little bit outdated. And staff is anticipating that the applicant's proposal will serve as the foundation for future development of both buildings, one Oracle and three Oracle, in the future should they choose to renovate. Just quickly, again, the applicant's proposal does incorporate four-sided architecture, which means there's textures, materials, and colors consistent on all four sides of the building, not just those most visible to the public. It does incorporate a mix of updated materials and textures, and again includes expansive mechanical equipment screening on the roof that doesn't exist today. So you can see the east and west elevations on this screen and the north and south elevations on this screen. Again, consistent treatment of colors, materials, and textures on all four sides. The applicant has provided some renderings of before or existing on the left-hand side of the screen and proposed on the right-hand side of the screen to help folks get a better understanding of what's being proposed. Again, these renderings certainly represent an updated design that is a little more modern and does incorporate, again, some of those consistent materials and colors found within the area and surrounding development. Again, some existing and proposed renderings as well. Just to reiterate, the colors and materials proposed by the applicant are a variety, and they include a range of textures, colors, and materials, again, updating that design aesthetic for the center. While the applicant's design is a modern update to the existing building, it is not the first more modern architectural design approved in the town of Oral Valley. On the screen are several recent examples ranging from an approval in 2010 to the most recent Dutch Brothers at the bottom right of the screen approved earlier this year. Again, these examples are a more modern take on the architectural design of the building, but they do incorporate, again, some desert materials, textures, and colors. These types of applications are reviewed for conformance with the zoning code design principles and design standards, specifically those relating to building height, building mass, and building scale, as well as the design standards, and again, the aforementioned attention to four-sided architectural details, as well as the variety of complementary colors and materials. After review, the request is consistent with both the design principles and design standards of the zoning code. So in summary, the applicant's proposal represents a modern update to an outdated design aesthetic within the center. The request is consistent with all applicable zoning code standards, and with that, staff recommends approval. Madam Chair, please note this item is also scheduled for consideration by Town Council on Wednesday night, and staff will be forwarding the Commission's recommendation tomorrow. Thank you very much, and that concludes my presentation. The applicant is here to provide a presentation as well.
Thanks, and Mike, you'll queue up. Well, thank you, Mike. That was really good background. I'm trying to think if it's better than our presentation. It probably is.
You said it right.
My name is Melissa Lall. I am the president of Larson Baker and managing member of Oracle INA Investors. I'm here with Rick Hutch of Siever Franks Architects. I'm also joined by Rick Volk, president of Volk Company and managing member of SRP2, George Larson, and Ted Herman of Larson Baker. Together, Oracle INA Investors and SRP2 own and manage the property at 7315 North Oracle. So just a little bit about why we're here and what we're trying to do. We have owned this property since August of last year. And in that time, we've been working on a concept to meet our primary objective, which is to take a tired office building in a really great area and transform it into a beautiful mixed-use center that attracts the highest quality restaurants, retailers, office tenants, service providers. What we have now is a three-story office building that, as Mike mentioned, was originally built in Pima County in 1985. It hasn't had any meaningful investment in it in its 35-year history, and in May of last year lost its largest tenant, Platinum Fitness, and has been kind of hanging out sub-50% occupancy since that time. What we've been tasked with doing, and by we I mean our architects, is coming up with a really great design that uses what we have to work with, but makes the property beautiful again. So we've been working with staff for these last couple months to come up with an exterior remodel conceptual plan that really creates the visual impact that we're going for, but also is mindful that the property has existed, it's existed for some time, it's not starting from scratch, it has existing conditions, and was developed in Pima County. It's not being enlarged or the footprint modified in any way, and staff has really been helpful in helping us navigate through this process and this entitlement process. Since we've taken this concept out to market and shown what we're going to do and what we're going to present here today, we've had enormous positive feedback from tenants. They are, you know, so excited about being able to find a property that they've been wanting to be in this area, that they want to be at the intersection of Oracle and Ina, which is arguably one of the best retail intersections in Tucson, in my opinion. But they, you know, the way that the building look now is not up to the quality that they expect to bring in the highest quality tenants. So we've been actually able to get commitments from 85% of the building to lease the building. One of the big spaces is actually we have a commitment from a salon suites user, similar to Sola or Phoenix Salon Suites, that will actually build 30 individual upscale salon suites, and that's they're taking a portion of the gym basement space. We also have a commitment from an upscale fitness user called PureLit that'll do yoga and other high-end. They'll be taking the other portion of the basement. And we have a commitment from Commerce Bank to move their corporate headquarters here from, I think it's the city of Tucson, into Oro Valley if we can deliver on improving the property in the way that we need. So we've really been positive about what this investment will do, and that, you know, when we build and we develop something, it's really all about can we attract the tenants that we need to come here, and can we give them the things that they're expecting and that they need in order to make that decision. Our architect team has worked really hard to come up with a new concept that breathes new life into to Oracle Place, and we're hopeful that our investment in the area, like Mike mentioned, will inspire other property owners in the area to start investing in their properties as well, and to really create Oracle and Ina and make it the beautiful entry into Oro Valley that it should be. So we appreciate your consideration tonight, and I'm going to give the floor to Rick Hutch, who will take you through some of the physical aspects of the design.
Thanks, Melissa. Okay, so when Rick Volk and Melissa Lowell originally started talking to our firm about this building, we got excited. As Melissa had mentioned, this is a great location to work in. The building's kind of tired. You can look at it and see the paint's faded, the fabric's faded, the overall design, it looks dated. It looks like it was made in the 80s, or designed in the 80s. So we saw that as a welcome challenge. How do we take an existing building, an existing skeleton, and breathe some new life into it, and to bring it into the more current modern-day design aesthetic? Some of our conceptual inspiration objectives came from similar building types, you know, the use of different textures, different materials. How do we take this building and make it more pedestrian-friendly? How do we invite some more indoor-outdoor activities? So we started to look around to see what could provide some of those opportunities for our building. So we've got a series of before and after pictures here. So the view that we're looking at is from the northeast looking southwest. So we've got the north side, which has got the tower element on the right, and then the east side is the side that's facing Oracle. So as you can look at that, you know, we've got simple painted stucco, tan painted stucco and some ribbon windows. You look at the existing landscape, none of that is indigenous, xeriscape, drought tolerant. We've got olive trees and we've got lawn. So the first thing we wanted to look at is what can we do to this elevation to really help achieve our design objectives of making this a pedestrian-friendly space, bringing the scale down, making it more friendly, inviting some more indoor-outdoor activities between the different uses. On the ground level, what we're looking at doing on the east side here is having potentially some restaurant tenants. So we created some patio space. We got rid of the lawn and the olive trees. We replaced that with xeriscaping, drought-tolerant plants, created a patio, an outdoor area. We are looking at taking the stucco out of this building and replacing it, well, actually going over it with a wood composite cladding material. Again, to give it some texture, to bring the scale down, make it a little bit more pedestrian friendly. The patio will have an exposed wood underside to it, columns being exposed wood timbers. Again, just inviting some more texture and some more movement. In attracting the type of tenants that Larson Baker and Volt Companies are, we couldn't just paint the building, paint the existing stucco. We had to give it a more a richer feel to help entice those kind of tenants to occupy that space. So this next slide, we're looking from the southwest to the, the southeast to the northwest. You see the existing single-story retail tenants there on the left-hand side that are going to pretty much stay in place. What we're looking at doing with this portion of the building is using that same building vocabulary, the metal panels, the composite wood cladding, to tie all those building elements together into this side of the building as well. This next perspective is on the south end. This is the side that's facing Oracle as you're driving down. I'm sorry, the side that's facing Ina as you're driving down Ina. So this, we're taking more of the building elements, building vocabulary, and wrapping the corner of this building with those elements as well, including. On the south, you see on the existing photograph, you see some rooftop mechanical units there. What we're looking to do is we're looking at screening that. So our proposed design, you can see a mechanical screen wall there that'll help screen some of those equipment pieces. And then this is one of the more dramatic changes that we're looking at doing. This is along northern, the north end of the west elevation along northern. Currently, right now, there's a big flat concrete slab area there that runs right into a two-story flat stucco wall. Well, what we want to do there is we want to break up some of that concrete slab with some landscaping, make it a little bit more inviting from the street side, bring that scale down. On the wall, we're looking at adding some fenestration in that wall and different materials on that wall, again, to just help bring the scale down, lessen the impact of that wall, and make it a little bit more pedestrian-friendly. And then this last elevation is probably the most dramatic that you'll see. As Melissa had mentioned, we're looking at getting a Lux Space tenant in this space on the garden level. This is what we're looking at on the north end. What was a totally unusable side of this building, we're looking at breathing some new life into it by creating their main entry on that lower level, the garden level. Giving them some storefront, opening up that bottom level so for more daylight, some more activity and connectivity to that the parking lot there. And then on the ground level, which is the space just above that, we're adding windows there for the Commerce Bank space. Again, the fenestration in there is to break up the mass of that wall and to help make that a little bit more of a aesthetically pleasing view. And here's just another view of that single-story tenant space, the retail space, on the south end of the east elevation. You can see in the existing photograph all those rooftop mechanical units in place there. I live in Oro Valley. I've been making this drive for the last 17 years, so I stare at this twice a day as I'm going to and from work. And believe me, that's something that, that this building could certainly use from an improvement standpoint, is to screen some of that equipment. And then these last couple slides are just showing the overall elevation. Same elements we talked about, but this kind of shows how we're taking all those materials and composing them into a cohesive design element. And then again, on this one for the east and west elevations, just showing how all of that ties together. And as Michael mentioned, we're looking at using a different palette of materials on this building, not just your simple stucco that you see everywhere else. We had to raise up the level of detail and design on this a little bit more to attract the type of tenants that I think is fitting for this type of project. So along with some painted stucco areas, the bulk of our design is looking at using the composite cladding and with some metal accents. We welcome any questions you all may have.
Your choice, Chair, if you would like to ask commissioners if they'd like to engage in any questions of both the applicant and staff at this point, and then possibly consider opening the meeting for public comment after that.
Let's do that. So if anyone has any questions for the applicant or staff?
Madam Chair, I have a question for the applicant. I read the report, and I'm curious to have you describe or amplify how the design, particularly the color, meets the traditional textures and colors and shapes found in and around Oro Valley. This seems to be a unique design and color for Oro Valley. Could you explain how you meet the colors, textures, and indigenous qualities?
Yeah, thank you for your question. We did take the traditional colors and indigenous colors that's found in Oro Valley into our design when we created the concept. The overall color palette incorporates desert elements from the Tortolita and the Santa Catalina Mountains, the slates, the blue and gray of certain rocks there, and the cladding, that gray cladding that we have throughout our design is really kind of trying to mimic the ironwood bark that's really kind of a gray hue. So one of the really great things that we love about this property is as you look north, you have that beautiful mountain range that you're looking at. And we're really trying to kind of mimic that the colors of the grays and the blues here in ours, but wrapped in a really kind of modern, warm treatment. And also the different textures that we're using are going to really create that variety, whereas just simple stucco is kind of a one note on the texture.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Can I ask one more question? Then I'll be,
yep.
I'll shut up here. this is for the staff. As I reviewed the design, I understand it's a rendering. There seems to be a lot of signage on that building design. And I was wondering if our approval tonight also approves the signage.
Sure. Chair Gamble, Member Hurst, so it does not. So the signage that was shown on those renderings is purely representative of something they might like to see down the road. So there will be other sign approval requirements down the road, whether that's in the form of individual signs or if they come back with a whole package to treat the entire center. So that is not part of this approval tonight or recommendation tonight.
Chairman Celeste, may I ask a question? You know, one of the things I'm really kind of puzzled by is I really enjoyed, you know, the texture and the color that you're presenting, but it's a fresh look. But at the same time, we have such high temperatures and radiant sun on a constant basis, almost 365 a year. How is this texture, and you mentioned stucco is going to be painted, in most cases, the reason why some of the buildings surrounding there, they have these light colors and beige colors, because in most cases they look brand new, but they've been bleached out. How are you going to handle this exterior bleaching issue?
The material that we're looking at has got a warranty on it for bleaching. So it's a composite material that's been tested for UV protection, and so that's got that built in. So there will be some minor bleaching over time, but it won't be anything that you see in the typical stucco paint color.
And what's the UV on that? Is that going to be like 40% in a reflective or 60%?
The LRV?
Yeah.
It's well within Oro Valley's requirements for that. Yeah, it's a darker color, so it'll be well within the minimum for that for Oro Valley.
If I may, Chair Gamble, Mr. Sturmer, just for background information, you know, Oro Valley's code is really oriented toward use of lighter colors that create extreme reflectivity. So it's our values are more trying to get toward the darker spectrum to reduce reflectivity within reason.
Yes.
So I wonder if I could maybe get the first illustration that you had showing the northeast corner.
Just tell me when.
That's northeast.
That's it.
Northeast. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah. So the tower, has wood signage on it. Looks like it's taller than the present photo shows. Are you intending to increase the height of that?
We were thinking about that, but when that came back from engineering, they basically said the building structure can't support it. So the building will stay the same height as the existing tower
only
structure.
As tall as indicated.
Yeah. No, there'll be no height increase on that tower.
And then in the photo, there's some kind of a box just to the that's visible.
This area right here?
That what is that? Are you going to do something to screen that?
That is a mechanical screen there, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll just paint that out to match the building color.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I guess that's the other concern I have is the mechanical. You brought that up in your comments regarding the view from Oracle Road and how ugly that is.
Yeah.
Is that going to go all the way around those mechanical elements?
We're looking at taking it on the east side and the south side. The west side, you can't see the units. So you can't see those from northern because it's up high, because you had a two-story elevation there.
The only concern I have about that is that a little further away from Tohono Chul, which is the biggest tourist attraction in Oro Valley, I wonder if you can see those from that vista. There is a little bit of rise at Tohono Chul looking to the east. But I think it would be nice if you could screen from that side as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we can certainly consider.
Okay. And then also on the west side of the building, we noted in our site tour on Friday that there are a couple of ground-based air conditioning units, as well as garbage.
Yeah, the dumpster. Yeah.
On that side that's visible now, are you intending to screen those as well?
One of those units is actually going to get moved to the south. The mechanical units is going to get moved to the south. It's going to be used for one of the tenants that are going in the pure lit tenant space. So that's going to be behind this retaining area here.
Okay.
So you won't be able to see that from the street. The other unit, everything that we've got going on in this area here. Yeah, there is so little space between northern and the building that physically screening that stuff, we took a look at that, and to maintain vehicular traffic in and out of there for service would be really tough. We could look at painting that out to match the building color, but I think screening is going to be pretty tough.
What about the garbage containers?
The garbage that we looked at possibly doing that, and again with the space, with the maneuvering of the trash truck to get in there to service that dumpster, it's really tight.
Yeah. Just to answer kind of the question, these are the things that we took into consideration with existing conditions And the presentation kind of incorporates what we can do within those existing conditions.
Thank you.
Celeste, Chairman. I was asking on that west side, you know, that frontage where you're talking about you're going to lay out a patio area for the folks. I noticed the, you know, the high tension wires that you have there. That, so are you going to protect that one pole that sits right on that patio area with the high wires? If more of what? See the pole to the right? And then you have the restaurant area that's, or the seating area is going in there. So is there any, is there going to be a screen there to screen off the pole, or are you going to remove the pole? Or?
No, the pole will continue as existing. The patio area is kind of an outdoor break area for Lux Space, but this area will continue, most part, being the rear of the center and having all of the kind of back elements that happen in the rear of a center. But we did want to incorporate some of the kind of four-sided architecture so that it's not looking like it is now.
So the vegetation on the lower portion where the seating area is with the gray walls, so there's going to be vegetation behind that? I mean, the ground's going to be elevated to plant the vegetation?
This area, you mean this area here?
Over to the right. Right in that area. So is that going to be like a planter?
No, these are just trees here. And then this is a wall, and the other side of that wall is where the dumpster is. Yeah, so these are just trees that are continuing along this line of vegetation on northern there.
But I don't see any trees on the upper level by the pole. I don't see any trees, but down below you have a hamster.
Yeah, these will be new trees. This is new planting.
These are new planting.
Yeah, this is all new planting along here.
But they're all along Northern Avenue. They're not going perpendicular to Northern Avenue.
Yeah, they're going parallel to the street. Yeah.
Parallel to the street.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice touch.
Is the color of the buildings sort of kind of fixed issue right now, or is there any room for possibly toning it down to maybe a lighter shade of gray instead of dark slate color, which is what I see right now?
The color is really one of many important parts of the design that we've come up with, and we're really happy with how it presents right now, and also being mindful of making the code requirements, but also doing something that's going to look more rich and more modern and also be a nod to those desert elements that we talked about. So the coloring as it is now is really important for us to stick with.
Okay. Yeah, and the tenants that they're looking at also, that's one of the attracting elements to get that type of tenant.
I do realize that the building by itself is very cool looking. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful color by itself. If you're considering the buildings next to and across the street in Oracle, they're all very light beige. So it's, to me, it's sort of kind of, it's by itself. I mean, it certainly is striking. But and is there any requirement to maybe conform to the rest of the, I don't know, landscaping or the building appearances? Is that something that I shouldn't? Does it matter?
Chair Gamble, Member Hong. So if that's something you think you'd like to add, you're certainly welcome to. So in my presentation, I tried to allude to that it's staff's opinion that these adjacent buildings are also a little bit dated, as is the subject property. And so we definitely acknowledge that what the applicant is proposing is a difference from what's there. So where we would normally require a little bit more cohesiveness between adjacent buildings, knowing that the two are a little dated, is something that we're actually looking at this design to represent that foundation for the future for those buildings.
Correct. So I'm also looking at the buildings across the street.
Sure.
in Oracle.
And that's fair.
North and south, all the way, I mean, you know, on Oracle Road.
Sure. That's fair to consider.
And this will be the darkest color building that really does stick out.
Madam Chairman,
yes.
I just want to say that I feel like the color palette and the clean lines are very appealing.
Oh, thank you.
To me. Yes, you. And on your note too, I was thinking that the after this is done, you know, that the surrounding buildings, and I feel like that might just have that ripple effect, you know, to where they might want to improve theirs as well, you know, so.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah,
yeah, that would be great, yeah. Wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
Chairman,
yes.
On that corner where that kind of a, what's a pinnacle marquee, so you're going to add that to that, so is it going to be extended out and higher to match up, you know, with the tower that you presently have over to the
right? This won't be as high as the tower element here is. It'll be a little bit lower. And this will actually, this fin here, mm-hmm. that'll be part of the sign approval process, because that'll be part of the signage. So this will be the only thing that we'll build. Is this little tower piece here, but it will be secondary to the height of this one.
Okay. Now, I know we're going to be talking about the signage a little bit, but I'm curious to understand where that signage is. Is that going to be lighted, or is that what you were kind of thinking that was going to be lighted?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And Madam Chair, Member Sturman, so just as a reminder, so the applicant will have to bring back what we call that master sign criteria to yeah. you folks that will cover signage, hopefully not just for this property, but for all three of the properties that are within this immediate area. So that is okay. definitely something that we will focus on okay. as part of that application.
Thank you.
On the Oracle site, there's that little strip of turf that's after your parking lot that kind of abuts Oracle Road. Is that something you are thinking of maintaining, or will you also swap that out to a zero scape?
It's not something that we've addressed in this building design because it's part of the site and landscaping. So I think we have plans to address what that future buffer looks like, but nothing has been designed thus far.
Okay, yeah, I had a question on that to see if that was kind of just going to get ripped out with the other grass, because this turf is not code.
Correct.
Valley, is it? So
correct.
That was my one concern. I don't know if it's easier to do it all at once or not, but that was one of my concerns. The other one on the northwest side of the parking lot, I was curious where the spot will be. Are you guys planning on grading the parking lot? Because currently it's sloped, as you can see, but then it's flat. Was that part
Yeah, this corner right here is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be dropping that down to get rid of that retaining condition there and just to soften that a little bit, make the access a little bit easier.
That would be wonderful. I thought that was really beautiful. I really liked the design, I liked the colors as well. So on the back side of the building on Northern, I had some concerns with the power lines. I know there's larger, I think there were, eucalyptus trees that were kind of growing into the power lines. Were you guys planning on removing those trees? Cutting them out.
maybe trimming them, but as far as the overall building design goes, that didn't really come into play. That doesn't affect the building design, but there may be some maintenance on that to get away from the lines during that work when the contractor's on site. Yeah.
And then were you planning on leaving the power lines how they were? They looked, well, I guess the building's so nice and how they currently are. I don't know if you can see them very well in the picture, but they kind of look like they sloppily go.
There's coming off of this line here and coming up.
Yeah, and then there was another one that came kind of into the building a little bit lower that I saw when we did the site tour. Were you planning on addressing that? And
yeah, we'll see what we can do to get that cleaned up. I don't know exactly what the answer is on that, but if anything, we'll try to make it look better than it does now.
Right. And again, this is not going to look the same as the front of the building, which is where all the people are driving by. They're a lot of the rear things are going on that are not quite as sightly, so we're addressing some of that with the architecture, but it is going to continue to be a back area.
Right. Okay, so then a couple other things that I had noticed on the back. The loading screening area, and I know this is not something that will affect our decision, but it currently is not up to code. And I was was wondering if you had plans to, this was on the farther side of the loading zone at the other end of.
That's. Yeah, we don't really have a view of that area, unfortunately. We can probably.
The elevation does.
Oh, the elevation, okay.
And I was just wondering, is there plans to, so right there, the loading zone is more exposed on the right side. So I wonder, do you guys have plans to either tighten that or screen that with vegetation?
The biggest challenge that we have here, if you look from right here to right here, this is your truck access into this area.
Right.
And your space between the street and the building is tight enough that as the trucks pull in, they almost need to take that whole curb out. They can't just take a right turn into that area. They have to almost pull up along parallel with it. So any screen that we do is potentially going to get in the way of the turning radius of the truck and their maneuverability to get them off of Northern, because they can't park on Northern. So
I was just wondering about the existing retaining wall. So are you planning on removing that?
No, the existing retaining wall will stay.
Okay. And we'll paint that, probably.
Were there plans to heighten it so it would be up to code?
No.
Okay. All right. That won't, like I said, it won't affect our decision.
Okay.
I was just wondering if that was part of the plan or not. And then those were all the questions that I had. Did anybody else?
We're excited about it as well.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make a motion, and I'm going to Paul, I am going to suggest a condition that is addressing the visibility basically from the west of the mechanical equipment. So I'm going to move to recommend approval of proposed conceptual architecture for the two vertical place development based on the finding that it will be consistent with applicable design principles in section 229D5B of the zoning code as addressed in the staff report with the following condition of approval. Building design and screening strategies shall be implemented to conceal the view of mechanical equipment, both roof and ground based, from adjacent public streets and properties, specifically Oracle Road, Northern Avenue, and the Tahoma Chul Park.
Second.
Call for discussion.
All right. Oh, any other discussion, or are we ready to vote?
May, if you wish, ask Ms. Ancona for a roll call vote.
Commissioner Bertzma?
Aye.
Commissioner, Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Hurst?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
7-0.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, members of the commission.
Thank you all.
I'm sure you've all got notice, I hope, of a neighborhood meeting this Thursday in the town council chambers, recording a PAV in my month. That's a amendment to a zoning document within the zoning document for Rancho Vistoso to permit grazing in a low-density residential district. And the ask is to allow it as a conditional use permit. And then the second part of the application would be, if the applicant pursues it, would be asking for a conditional use permit specifically for a select area within Stone Canyon. So we'll be there Thursday to learn as well about the application. So it's this is part of our zoning requirements that one must hold a neighborhood meeting before you formally submit an application. So all right, next item is Vice Chair Barrett already mentioned what's on the plate for Town Council Wednesday, which is the item we just considered. As well as those two code amendments. Come February 4th, we'll be back in the council chambers for our February 4th P&Z Commission meeting. And we think at this moment we'll have two zoning cases. One will be property known as Cresta Morada, which has been before the commission once before, for a general plan amendment and rezoning consideration. The second case we anticipate is a commercial property in Rancho Vistoso. It's the Vistoso, I think it's called the Vistoso Shopping Center, forgive me. It's where the Gaslight Theater is, right at the intersection of Oracle and Rancho Vistoso Boulevard. So their ask is going to involve a 100-foot wide area in front of the shopping center, which was designated as open space back in 1987 when the PUD was adopted. And their ask is going to be to convert that into a traditional commercial buffer yard and incorporate drainage within that. So stay tuned for that case. And a quick reminder, I believe Ms. Ancona sent everyone a meeting schedule for the remainder of the year. And if there's, and thank you, Mr. Bergner, for letting us know about vacation times. If you're aware of meetings you're going to miss, please let Ms. Ancona know and we can make sure to account for that. So with that, Chair, that concludes the planning report.
Thank you.
Can I ask for one?
Second.
Second that.
All in favor?
All in favor.